And welcome back to One Winning Drive. Keith Mills with Cadre Ismael. And Q, before we get into your Q&A segment, Jim Caldwell replacing Cam Cameron as offensive coordinator. You played for Jim at Indianapolis. What might we see now?
Well, I think you're going to see Joe Flacco in this offense be a little bit more efficient, a little bit more disciplined with some of the protection calls, with some of the route running. Certainly, there's going to be that Jim Caldwell flavor to it. You'll probably have more leaning towards a running attack. And, yeah, Joe Flacco off of play action, which I think will accentuate his strengths.
All right, let's go back to yesterday. First half, speaking of Joe Flacco, 3 first-half touchdowns. Let's take a look at the first one on the Redskins 19.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about late in the year, and you're talking about matchups. And in this particular case, we're trying to get a matchup on the secondary of D'Angelo Hall. D'Angelo Hall, very aggressive corner. If you run a simple out route, you know that Joe Flacco is going to have eyes on him. Joe, manipulating the defense, knows that it's a takeoff route. By pumping out to Anquan Boldin, it freezes the safety, and it also freezes D'Angelo Hall, the corner, and it allows Anquan that separation that he needs on the takeoff route. But then at the same time, you're also seeing where Joe fitted in a tight window for the touchdown.
Yes, he did tie the game at 7. Okay, second touchdown, second quarter, 1st and 10 from the Redskins, 31.
Manipulate the defense. Manipulate the defense. Again, the defense, their eyes are on Joe. Joe pumping out to Torrey Smith. It's a sluggo, slant and go route. Now the safety in the middle of the football feels like, oh, okay, I'm going to jump that route. I'm going to help out my corner, Josh Wilson, but not so fast. Now again, you have D'Angelo Hall on Anquan Boldin down the seam. Because of him manipulating the safety, it creates more space for Anquan, and then you're talking about another accurate pass to get Anquan his second touchdown.
And he beats D'Angelo Hall for the second time. 3rd touchdown after a Redskins fumble. 3rd down on the Redskins 14.
A couple different things working here. You're talking about Joe Flacco extending the play, better pocket awareness. And I think going forward with Jim Caldwell, we're going to see even more of that. You have the 2 short end cuts by the outside wide receivers. Now, again, this is a matchup where Perry Riley, the linebacker, is on Dennis Pitta. Perry Riley does a pretty decent job, but Dennis actually gets on his outside shoulder and now releases to the outside. It takes a while for that to develop. You're seeing Joe Flacco now having space and the ability just to slide in the pocket just enough to allow Dennis to be able to work his move on Riley to then create that separation and, of course, the accurate pass while Joe was on the move.
And we'll talk more about Jim Caldwell's influence on that and Peyton Manning, who the Ravens play next, Denver Sunday. We'll talk about that next. Stick around. We'll be right back.